The reading this morning is from May 31st of 1992, when Sanchi was in Mexico. He began, "I bow down at the feet of my Satgurus, Sawan and Kripal, who have given us this opportunity of doing their devotion. In this world which is being burned, this world which is full of the vices and the pleasures, lust, anger, and the other passions, they have given us this gift of the devotion of God, and they have made us do this devotion. Satguru makes everyone sit together after uniting them, and sitting in his company, we do not remain aware whether the person sitting next to us is of a high caste or a low caste, whether he is rich or poor. In one of the conversations with Hazur Maharaj, he was asked, Master, some people have already got the teachings. They have meditated upon it, and they have progressed a lot. While there are others who have been just sitting in the school, they have not progressed anywhere. So what will be the fate of those who have not progressed? Master replied that everyone has to go across. Some people will go in the first boat, some people will go in the later boats, but finally, everyone has to go across, and they all will meet there, and they will all have love for each other. Hazur said that the boat is the same, the bank is the same, and the ferryman who is going to take that boat across is also the same. Guru Nanak says that we should understand him as the Satguru who unites everyone and makes them sit together. This is an unbreakable relationship, and being the experienced one, Master is the one who establishes this relationship between the dear ones. Soul is neither Hindu, nor Muslim, nor Christian, nor of any other religion. The caste of the soul is the same as the caste of God Almighty. The soul is not the inhabitant of any particular country. She is not the resident of India, Africa, nor any other country. Soul is of the same essence as that of God Almighty, and because of that, being the essence of God Almighty, she has love for God. The relationship between the soul and the oversoul, or God Almighty, already exists. It is already established. But we people have forgotten it. When the experienced master comes, he revives that relationship. He reminds us of that relationship. He lovingly says, Dear ones, we are all one. Previously, and also, and later on also, we are all going to be one. He says, Oh dear ones, oh dear friends, let us all come together and sit together and sing the praises of God. And sitting together, let us accept the teachings of the Master. So like that great Master, after coming, reminded us of that forgotten relationship between our soul and God Almighty, like he has done, we should also take advantage of his coming. We should also sit in the meditation and reestablish that relationship. All of you, please close your eyes and start doing the Simran. And let us also now sit in meditation until 5 minutes to 11, when I'll ring the bell.
May we meditate on your Nam. Hail Guru Kripal. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Teradan Nama Dhyaye Ji, on page 125. We have the pain of birth and death. May we remove it by meditating on Nam. My heart throbs without your darshan. Let it dwell in our eyes. In the court of the Lord, there's no protector. May we develop your love. The glory of the perfect Satguru is like nectar. May we bathe in the true place of pilgrimage. Our eyes are closed and the darkness envelops us. Let our eye be made by you. Except you, no one loved us. May we sing only your praise. Ajaib has caught hold of the Master. May we bow down at his feet. May we meditate on your Naam. Hail, Guru Kripal. Tera Nama Dyahye Ji. On page 125.
Tera Nama Dyahye Ji. Dhan Kripal Guru. Tera Nama Dyahye Ji. Dhan Kripal Guru. Janam maran da dukh da lagya. Janam maran da dukh da lagya. Jap naam hataye ji. Dhan kirpal guru. Tera naam diaye ji. Dhan kirpal guru, tera naam diaye ji. Dhan kirpal guru, darsh bina dil dadke mera. Darsh bina dil dadke mera. Akavich samaye ji, dhan kirpal guru, tera naam diaye ji, dhan kirpal guru, tera naam diaye ji. Dhan kirpal guru vich darga de koi na raka vich darga de koi na raka tera pyara banaye ji dhan kirpal guru Tera naam diaye ji, dhan kirpal guru. Tera naam diaye ji, dhan kirpal guru. Amrit soma satguru pura. Amrit soma satguru pura sach tirat naye ji dhan kirpal guru tera naam diaye ji dhan kirpal guru Tera naam diaye ji, dhan kirpal guru. Banda akia sanu hoya hanera, banda akia sanu hoya hanera. Te to aka banaye ji. Dhan kirpal guru tera naam diaye ji dhan kirpal guru tera naam diaye ji dhan kirpal guru Te to bina kise pyar na kariya, Teto bina kise pyarana karya jasa terahi gaye ji dhanakirpal guru teranam dhyaye ji dhanakirpal guru Teranam Dhyaye Ji Dhanakirpala Guru Padiya Jebane Pala Guru Da Padiya Jebane Pala Guru Da Charani Shisha Nivaye Ji Dhanakirpala Guru Teranam Dhyaye Ji Dhanakirpala Guru Teranam Dhyaye Ji Dhanakirpala Guru
May we meditate on your name. Hail Guru Kripal. Our first reading, we're continuing in a satsang of Sanchi's called The Disease of Yearning. This was a talk given in Bombay in January of 1987 and translated later into English. This is from the January 1988 Sanpani magazine. And this is on a hymn of Farid. And when we left off last time, Sanchi had just told a story of Farid who had been slapped by someone who was angry with him. And Farid just accepted it and smiled and did not return the anger. So finishing that, Sanchi said, instead of cursing a person who has beaten them, the Mahatmas wish good for him. But Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that such a kind of humility can also be a deceptive thing. Because if we are keeping quiet and suffering such kinds of tortures for our own self-interest, then it is like deceiving ourselves as well as others. Mahatmas lovingly tell us that if we have humility, it should be true humility. It should be pure humility. It should be the highest humility. They say that God accepts only that kind of humility. So that is why the Mahatmas lovingly say that you should never think ill of the masters. We know that only one who is greedy thinks ill of others. Only he goes to beat up or harm someone. And only one who is greedy or who has some selfish motive is afraid of other people. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says that the master souls never intimidate anyone, and they are not intimidated by anyone. They are afraid of only one power, their master. They are always afraid lest they should do anything that would displease their master, or which might become the cause of insults to their master. Because there's a saying that if the dog is bad, the master is blamed. So, lines from the hymn. O Farid, when it was your time to earn God, you were involved in the world. Now, when your death has overpowered you, your carriage must go along with whatever is loaded on it. Farid Sahib makes us understand, saying, O dear one, when you had the opportunity of doing the devotion of the Lord, when you had your youth and you were capable of doing the devotion of the Lord and realizing him, at that time you remained involved in the worldly pleasures and in gaining the name and fame and praises of the world. And now when old age has come and death stands in front of you, then you think, now I should do somehow Now I should somehow do something to please God Almighty. Now I should do the devotion of the Lord. Baba Jalanjat, a great meditator in the town called Naushira, used to say, "When we were young, we took care of the cows. When we grew up, we plowed the fields. Now, in our old age, we are moving the rosary. And in that way, we're doing a favor to God." If we start doing the devotion of the Lord in our old age, it is only to tell God, "Now we are doing your devotion. You should not say that we did not devote ourselves to you and we did not remember you." So just to be good in front of God and just to make ourselves look good, we do the devotion. But that is in name only. Old people have so many burdens on their heads. When they sit for meditation, they have many worries, many things to think about. Sometimes their attention goes to their family or their children. It is very difficult for an old person to do the meditation. When one sits in meditation in old age, he feels that he is caught somewhere between the world and God. Swamiji Maharaj says that the foolish one is carrying the burden, and now he has become afraid of the pains. No one told him to carry the burden. He himself chose to carry it. Now he has become nervous because it is very painful and difficult to continue carrying that burden. Someone says, "My son does not obey me," or, "My daughter is not serving me." Someone else fights with his wife. And if someone loses his son, then he becomes like a mad person. So Swamiji Maharaj says that when old age comes, a person has so many worries, attachments, and entanglements in this world that he cannot do the devotion of God. When his end time comes, even the family members say, "Now we should make you hear the Gita. We should make him hear a recitation of Sukhmani Sahib." So at that time, they try to take his attention towards the devotion of God. But what can a person do at that time when he has so many other worries and burdens in his mind? He was supposed to do all those things when he was in his youth. When a person is young and able, he should do the meditation then. And again from the hymn, "Look, Farid, what has happened? Your beard has turned gray. The end has come nearer. The past is left behind far away." Now Farid Saab lovingly says, "Look here, O dear one. The hair on your head and your face has turned white. It has become very white. This is the first sign that the early stages of life have passed, and now you are in the last stage of your life. Your childhood has gone, your youth has gone, and now old age is standing in front of you." Guru Nanak says, "The warning from the angels of death comes in the form of the white hair, which grows near our ears. And now a person is imprisoned in the chains of Maya." Whether one is a man or a woman, first of all, the hair near the ears starts becoming gray, then white, and that is a sign that old age has come. When the hair near the ears becomes white, it is like someone is whispering in our ear, "O man, you have spoiled your youth. Now, at least in your old age, do the meditation." But at that time, instead of learning a lesson from that warning, we dye our white hairs and make them black again. But the angel of death will not be deceived. He will definitely come on the appropriate time. So here Farid says that your breaths are limited. You are losing your breaths. Yet your desires are increasing. If one has a master and Nam initiation, even in meditation, he will ask his master to give him this thing and that thing. He goes on asking for the worldly things from the master. If master would fulfill all our worldly desires, he could never liberate us. Even if he tried for millions of births, because we create and get attached to so many desires that it's too much even for the master. It is too much for us to come out from the trap of desires. Our relationship with the masters is that of spirituality. They do not interfere with our worldly life. Of course, they tell us that we should work hard, because one who works hard becomes successful, even in the worldly work. Such a one becomes successful in the path of spirituality as well. So here Farid Saib says, the days which you have remaining to live have now come nearer to you, and the days which you have already lived have gone very far from you. Death is approaching, and your youth has gone far away. And from the hymn, look, Farid, what has happened? The sugar has become poison. To whom can we tell our pains except our Lord? Without meeting the master and receiving Nam initiation, no matter how sweet a person speaks, still, he cannot become successful. It is all as useless as a parrot that has learned something and repeats it again and again. Farid Saab says, now the pleasures which seemed as sweet as honey have no taste in them. When you indulge in the pleasures again and again, you lose interest. You lose the taste of them. And at the time of death, these pleasures bite you when the soul is about to leave the body. At that time, a man cries. He suffers pain. He calls people for help, but no one can help him because he has not received the initiation. If he did not have a master, who could help him there? So now he says that the worldly pleasures, which seemed very sweet when the person was indulging in them, now they are like poison. They are very bitter, and they give us so much pain. Now, where can he go? And who is the master to whom he can tell about his pain? He does not have any lord or master who would release him from the pains of the worldly pleasures, which once gave happiness. And again from the hymn, O Farid, after seeing, the eyes have dimmed. After hearing, the ears have become deaf. The branch has ripened, and the leaves have withered. Now, lovingly, Farid Saab says that after seeing the colors of the world, his eyes have become weak. But they are not content, and they still want to look at the plays of the world. And the ears also, after hearing the sweet melodious sounds of the world, have become old. And when the person cannot hear, the family members bring a hearing aid so that somehow they can communicate with the old man. We still have the same ears through which we have heard the different melodies of the world. Our ears have enjoyed so much of the worldly sounds that they are content now. They are tired of listening to the worldly things. But when the old man gets a hearing aid, he again wants to listen to the worldly music. He wants to go to the cinema and listen to those sounds. He wants to go in the bad company and listen to the bad talk. So this is why Farid Saab says that even though we know that when the crop is ready, the farmer will harvest it, In the same way, when our eyes and ears refuse to work anymore for us, then we know that we have lost them all. But still, we think that there's hope for our survival. Still, we think that we have a long life to live. Regarding the meditation, he still has the same complaints. Oh, my legs ache. My knees give me pain. I cannot concentrate at the eye center. My mind does not stay at one place. So the meaning of Farid Saab's verse is that even though our eyes, ears, and bodies refuse to work, even though that we have lost the ability to function normally, but still, as far as the meditation is concerned, we're not ready to go in that direction. We're not ready to devote ourselves to God. Why do we not go towards the path of devotion? Because the forces of negative power are always keeping us extroverted, and they are deluding us. Our greatest enemy, our mind, never allows us to go within. He always keeps us outside. And again from the hymn, those who have not meditated in black, they hardly meditate in white. Love the Lord so that you may get the new color. Farid Saab says that even if we have lost our youth, as time slips from our hands, and now we have come to old age, still, wholeheartedly, we should do the meditation of Nam. Even meditating in old age, you will be dyed in the color of Nam. Master Sawan Singh Ji always used to say, if God graciously gives us the Nam initiation in our youth, we should take advantage of it. We should grab the sweet rice. This expression means that we should take advantage of the opportunity. It means we should do the meditation, rise above the level of the mind and senses. We will leave off at that point. Now we'll read some more from an article that was written in the Hindi magazine many years ago. It's taken from a book called The Call of the Great Master. And these are selected conversations that Master Sawan Singh had with people who came to visit him and talk about spiritual things. So we'll pick up where a Mohammedan gentleman says, it is said of Rabia Basri, the lady mystic of Basra, that she never took any steps to cure her illness or remove her poverty. She accepted these as gifts from the Lord. Continuing the discussion, the great master said, Guru Arjan Dev, the fifth guru in the line of Guru Nanak, who lived in the time of Emperor Jahangir in the 17th century, he was severely tortured by the governor of Lahore on the orders of the emperor. He was made to sit on a red-hot iron plate, and hot burning ashes were put on his naked body. Mian Mir, a Mohammedan fakir, who visited him in his prison cell, could not bear the sight of such outrages being perpetrated on a servant of God. He therefore asked Guru Arjan Dev to permit him to destroy the region of Lahore, raze it to the ground with all of its tyrants and tyrannies. The Guru merely smiled and said, Dear brother, first answer me one question. Is this being done against the will of my beloved Lord? If not, then sweet is the pleasure of abiding by his order. Terda bana mita lagai. The world has often treated its great men very cruelly, said Raisada Hansraj. How cruel, explained Pandit Thakurdat. To torture a man simply because he does not worship God in the way that you worship him. And the Mohammedan gentleman asked, why is that so, sir? He's questioning the master. The great master replied, logic and love face different ways. Love knows no law, and logic knows no love. Law and logic are meant for the affairs of this world. To the abode of the beloved, one can fly only on the wings of love. Sat kitab o sadavarka darda nardakun. Throw thy books and knowledge in the fire. Refresh thy mind with love of the Lord. Let the garden of thy heart bloom with the waters of his love. Saints, come and sing of nothing but the love of the Lord, his ishq. They do not interfere with the rites and rituals, the ceremonies or religions of the world. They simply let the world and its lovers alone. If a marriage is to be performed, they say, go and perform it according to the customs of your society, or in whatever way you like. The purpose is only to unite the hand of the bride with that of the bridegroom and to tie them together in a matrimonial knot. Do it as you think best. If a dead body is to be disposed of, they say bury it, or they say cremate it, as you like. And a child is born. Well, christen it as you deem fit. God does not care to interfere in the petty affairs. He wants your love and purity alone. Trouble arises when the logician tries to force his theories into the realm of love and God. He wishes that the shariat, the rules of conduct laid down by the leaders of his religion for the purpose of leading a peaceful and orderly life in the world, that should guide the lovers of God also in their affairs with their beloved. They cannot realize that the love of God and God's love for his lovers is limitless. It cannot be circumscribed, limited, or confined within any boundaries. The lovers transcend all laws. They become merged in the beloved, and they become the beloved himself. Our final reading will be from a satsang of Master Kripal that is published in the March 1970 Satsandesh magazine. It was called The Temple of God. Master repeatedly asserts that the human body is the true temple of God. So Master says, if you knew that there was some treasure hidden somewhere, wouldn't you like to dig it out? If a thief came across an unguarded house with no one to see his actions, do you think he would sleep in the night? So many say that God is within us, but even then they sleep without caring. Why don't they dig out the truth? Even if one meets someone who can help us to bring out this truth and some understanding is given, even then one does not care to do the digging. How unfortunate is he? And what can we call such an unfortunate person? If he were not conscious of the thing, it would be a different matter. But if someone has shown a little of that treasure inside, and even then one ignores it, then what is to be done? The usual excuse given is, I have no time. Is it not? Do you want someone else to dig out the treasure for you? And this is not restricted to any particular faith. Anyone can do it. All the outer rituals are good. And if one does something good, one will be rewarded. But the coming and going in the world will not stop. This thing is an inner science, getting which you will also get salvation. Even if one returns, it will not be as a prisoner, but rather as a doctor sent back to help the rest of humanity. The true temple of the man body was made by God and is maintained by his will. All creation is in God's control, just as a powerhouse controls all the other machinery. He who is in charge of the powerhouse will tell you that not a single piece of machinery can move without his orders. Those working under him say, "Be careful not to disobey his orders, otherwise a limb might get chopped off in the machinery." So his wishes are like standing orders and cannot be erased. So God is called by the names Shabbat, or Nam, or Word. That which we term the controlling power is his wish or order, or you can call it the will of God. Through the Shabbat, all happiness is acquired, and through love of the true Nam. Soul is a part of God, just as it is part of the Shabbat. When the soul becomes one with God, it becomes full of bliss. If ye long for eternal happiness, surrender thyself to God. Go under the protection of that power, which is perpetually vibrating. The soul is a conscious entity, and God is all consciousness. If you want everlasting happiness, be connected with the ever-permeating rays of the all-consciousness, and such happiness will never end. These teachings are not for a selected few, but for all men. The secret path cannot be trod without a guru. When we leave the body at death, the body's identification, which we considered to be so important, they remain with the body. When you leave, who are you? You are just a soul. You will go to a place in accordance with the seeds that you have sown, not by what religion you are, but just by what you are. If one is fortunate to find a great man who is a living temple of God and who can reveal the light within, what will this great man do? And here I should have mentioned, Master is going to be commenting on a hymn of Amar Das. So from the hymn, "The Master will lift you above the realm of duality, saving you from judgment in the court of the Lord of Death. An enlightened soul with his attention takes you above the senses and connects you with the truth. And once you have risen above the poisons of the senses and have become the one who sees, then what can Dharam Rai, the Lord of Death, do?" This quotation was from the Gurbani. That book has a place in every Sikh home. But the same thing has been said by all the past masters. In the Persian language, it is the same. If you open the Sanskrit books, you'll find the same teachings there. However, the common man does not understand Sanskrit, which requires the study of a special grammar. When the masters come, they speak the simple language of the common man, so that everyone may understand. The latest holy book is Guru Granth Sahib. Forgive me, but for understanding that also, dictionaries are now being compiled. So with each age, everything changes. This Guru Granth Sahib was written in the simple Punjabi language, very clearly, and in such a way that by reading it, one gets some intoxication. From the hymn, those who commune with the truth are freed from all worldly sufferings. True one is the truth, O Nanak. The truth is also known as Shabd and Nam. It is both describable and indescribable. It is said that he whose soul becomes one with the truth, or Nam, transcends matter, and the rest get drowned in it, going around the cycle of births and deaths. In a certain section of the Hindu religion, when a person is dying, they quickly light a lamp and put it in his hand. They say, "Do it quickly, or he will die before he gets salvation." When a guru initiates a disciple on this path, he will not leave him until he has taken him to the lap of Satpurush, God in his true form. After that, the Satpurush will take him to Alak, Agam, and Anami, the stages of imperceptible, inconceivable, and nameless God. A guru's duty is very exacting. Even to hear the word guru, the soul shivers. But people nowadays want to become gurus very quickly and very easily, like an enjoyment, you might say. In truth, guru is God himself. In whichever pole God has manifested himself, that pole is known as sadhu, as sant, or mahatma, or master. And he never says, "I am the doer," but always refers to the will of God. From the hymn, the bani of the guru, a sound which gives perpetual bliss, can only be heard by the grace of the guru. The bani of the guru and the guru bani are two different things. Guru bani, the guru's word, is what we read. Bani is the name of the word or God, of which it is said that in the four yugas or ages, the sound is vibrating continuously. And with the blessing of the guru, that sound is made audible to the disciple. All the holy scriptures started from some enlightened soul. And before each master came, each book was not in existence. So only a self-realized man can interpret them. The correct meanings cannot be understood on an intellectual level, for men who have not seen will give many different interpretations. From the hymn, those who have communed with the Nam become rid of all dross, to merge with the Lord into a state of pristine purity. Those whose soul get connection with the master, with the Nam, become pure. Only then can they merge into the Godhead. Nam liberates the soul from the lower self. Only he who is clean and pure can reach the lap of God. And who else can go? From the hymn, the true temple of body is God's shop where the priceless treasure of Nam is sold, which only a gurumukh can get. So he says that in the shop of God, you can buy the true Nam, the Nam power, which is inside it. but only he who becomes a Gurumukh can buy it. This is not a story for the Manmukh. A Gurumukh is he who becomes one with the Guru through the eyes of the Guru. Otherwise, how can he become a Gurumukh? We have a habit of saying that this or that person is a very big Gurumukh, but it is not a matter of spying. Again from the hymn, in the temple of God, the mind drags us downward, away from the truth. It is because of the mind that we cannot partake of that which is inside us. It drags us down like a weight of iron. In turn, the senses are dragging the mind, and the pleasures of the world are dragging the senses. If the attention withdraws from outer environments, leaves the senses and calms the mind, then only does it realize that it is a soul. Have you understood this? Our mind is the barrier between soul and God. This lesson is not for any particular person or country. From the hymn, a contact with the philosopher's stone turns iron into gold. It is necessary for the iron to come into contact with the magic stone to turn it into gold. The big difference between this touchstone and a guru is that the touchstone will turn iron into gold, but the contact with a true guru can make one a guru. In the company of the master, your mind will come to a standstill, because he himself has controlled his mind. From where does this mind take its power? It's from the soul. You will become very valuable if you can also control your mind and become one with your guru. Again from the hymn, the lowly became high through God's grace, and through his grace, the sinking stone was made to swim across. Only God's grace made this sinking stone swim across, so there is hope for everybody. There's a great wealth to be gained through Guru Bhakti, the devotion to the Guru. You have to earn your reward through using whatever he gives you to start with. So the first step should be through Guru Bhakti. And from the hymn, one whole lifetime of Guru Bhakti is required. And in the next life, you will get Nam. The third birth brings salvation, and the fourth reaches you to your true home. If you do Guru Bhakti in one birth, in the next birth you will get Nam. The third will bring salvation, and in the fourth you will arrive at Sach Khand, your true home. But all these stages can be had even in one span of man body, with the grace of the Guru. All the masters have sung the praises of Guru Bhakti. Maulana Rumi says, Maulana Rumi would not have become Maulana Rumi if he hadn't given himself as a slave to Shams Tabriz. And Guru Nanak says, Nanak, become a Gurumukh if you want to earn the truth. So I have laid before you a hymn from the Gurubani. Many of you have read it many times, but was it ever with a full attention? If you will open up the meaning, you will see the truth in it. One hymn is enough. It's not necessary to read more. If you have a true heart, God himself will help you by leading you to a true master in whom he has manifested himself. He will give you something to start with, to help you on your way in this birth and even afterwards. If you meet such a personality but do not obey his commands, then what can I say? Stay in your own religions. This wealth of Nam is already within you. God is residing in this physical form, which can rightly be called the temple of God. Keep this temple carefully, with purity and cleanliness. That form is beautiful in which God has manifested himself. If you cover a heap of garbage with silk, will any fragrance of perfume come out of us? Clean up the mind through self-introspection and daily meditation. The more frequently one enjoys the divine contact with Holy Nam, the more beautiful will one become inside. As the inner beauty develops, the fragrant radiance from within will shine forth, making a temple truly fit for God to dwell in. And that concludes that satsang talk. We are going to begin a new talk here. This was in July 13th. Of 1980.
This is the Bani of Sri Guru Nanak Dev. But this is not the Bani. This Bani is not included in Guru Granth Sahib, the holy scripture of the Sikhs. This Bani of Guru Nanak Dev is not a spiritual Bani, but this is the Bani which relates or which tells us that how we have to prepare ourselves for the spirituality.
ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜ਼ਮੀਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਪਾਂ ਫਸਲ ਬੀਜਣ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਐਗਰੀਕਲਚਰ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਸਦੀ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਟੈਸਟ ਕਰਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਕਿਹੜੀ ਫਸਲ ਬੀਜਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਉਸਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਸੇ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੀ ਆਪਾਂ ਖਾਦ ਡਾਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਆਪਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਪਤਾ ਅਗਰ ਅੱਛੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਤਿਆਰ ਨਾ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ, ਜੋ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਫਸਲ ਬੀਜਾਂਗੇ ਉਹ ਪੱਕ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਘਰੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਏ.
ਬਿਫੋਰ ਸੋਇੰਗ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਗਰਾਊਂਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਲੈਂਡ, ਵੀ ਫਸਟ ਕੰਸਲਟ ਦੀ ਐਗਰੀਕਲਚਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਇਲ ਟੈਸਟਡ. And we ask their suggestion, we ask their advice that which manure we should use and how much. And if we don't do all these things, and without consulting those people and without getting their advice, if we will do our own efforts without consulting them, just whatever we know, if we will use that and work in that ground, in that land, we will not be able to be successful.
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨੇ ਬੀਜ ਡਾਲ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ, ਜ਼ਮੀਨ ਦੀ ਤਿਆਰੀ ਬੜੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ. ਜੋ ਅਸੀਂ ਰੋਜ਼ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ, ਰੋਜ਼ ਰੋਜ਼ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ, ਇਹ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਜ਼ਮੀਨ ਦੀ ਤਿਆਰੀ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ.
In the same way, when we have to grow the seed of Nam, which masters have graciously sowed in our within, we need to prepare our ground, we need to prepare something. Daily meditation and satsang, which we are doing, and hearing that what you're supposed to do, it is all like making a ground, preparing a ground for the growth of the seed of Nam.
ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜ਼ਮੀਨ ਤਿਆਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਬੀਜ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੀ ਕੋਈ ਡਿਊਟੀ ਖਤਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ, ਫਿਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੀੜੇ ਮਕੌੜਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਧਿਆਨ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਸ ਖੇਤੀ ਬੀਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਡੀ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਨੂੰ ਫਜ਼ੂਲ ਖਰਾਬ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ.
After preparing the ground and sowing the seed in it, our duty doesn't finish, it doesn't complete that. We still have some things to do. We have to take care of the crop, we have to take care of the plant or the crop from the insects and the weather and things, many things which can affect the growth of the seed.
Sansan vaste hai, eh shreem jira hai, eh tati hai, bij naam hai, aur ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇਸ ਖੇਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਖਾ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਾਮ ਹੈ, ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਹੈ, ਲੋਭ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਅਹੰਕਾਰ ਹੈ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹ ਕਾਮ ਬੜੀ ਜ਼ਬਰਦਸਤ ਤਾਕਤ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਇਹ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਜਲਦੀ ਇਸ ਖੇਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਖਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਆਵਰ ਬੋਡੀ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਅਰਥ ਸੋਇਲ ਇਨ ਵਿਚ ਦ ਸੀਡ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ ਇਸ ਨਾਮ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਸੋਨ ਐਂਡ ਇਸ ਗ੍ਰੋਇੰਗ. ਵਾਟ ਆਰ ਦ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਚ ਈਟ ਦਿਸ plant or which eat this problem? They are lust, anger, greed, attachment, and egoism. among all these five things, five insects which work by which eat our crop, lust is the mightiest of all.
Dr. Sanam Bendaya, there are so katra si krap da kaye to ik katra, beel da ik katra, funda banda hai, agar so katra funda hove ik katra beel da banda hai, agar so katra beel da hove ik maha beel da banda hai, jo saade tamat le vich hai, jisnu kuch si kende hai.
Doctors say that 100 parts of food makes 1 part of blood, and 100 parts of blood makes 1 part of vital fuel. And 100 parts of vital fuel makes 1 part of great vital fuel, which is called, which is also called bolus, and which resides in our brain. We are not preparing that much vital fuel which we are losing.
या जो डॉक्टर ने सानू ब्रेक दसे है वो ना करिए तो डॉक्टर नु दोष देइए अपन पता ही है कि मरीज किस तरह च और आप डॉक्टर नु असि किस तरह कामयाब हो सकते हैं सानू चाहिए है कि डॉक्टर दे कहन दे मुताबिक असि ब्रेक रखिए
वी नो दैट इफ वी आर सिक एंड गेट मेडिसिन फ्रॉम द डॉक्टर बट इंस्टेड ऑफ टेकिंग द मेडिसिन एंड रिफ्रेनिंग फ्रॉम द थिंग्स व्हिच डॉक्टर हैव टोल्ड अस वी remain in the bed, don't take the medicine and don't do what doctors have said. Instead of doing that, if you go on cursing the doctor, they will not be able to get rid of the disease. Until we eat the medicine and refrain from the things which doctors have told us to do, we cannot become successful. Master's teachings are not only for man and they are not also only for women. The teachings of the masters are for both men and women, because in this sin, this earth, both man and woman are involved equally.
The being said, when they are naar, for the sabhi samano satguru ji ki seekh, dekhar phale anek hai, mat koi dekha ja.
Kabir Sahib said that, listen, O man and woman, the teachings of the masters are for both of you. Those who will eat, those who will sow the seed of poison,
ਔਲਾਦ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਔਰਤ ਮਰਦ ਦਾ ਸੰਯੋਗ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨਾਰੀ ਸਦਾ ਜਤੀ
ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਸੇ ਦ ਯੂਨੀਅਨ ਆਫ ਹਸਬੈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਈਫ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਐਸ ਲੀਗਲ ਐਸ ਇਲੀਗਲ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਬਰਥ ਆਫ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਦ ਯੂਨੀਅਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਨ ਐਂਡ ਵੂਮਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਦ ਹਸਬੈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਈਫ ਮੇਕ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਇਲੀਗਲ
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਔਲਾਦ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਔਲਾਦ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਮੈਥਲੀ ਧਰਮ ਆਏ ਨੂੰ 4 ਦਿਨ ਹੋਵੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਣ ਤਾਂ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਖਿਆਲ ਰੱਖ ਕੇ ਅਗਰ ਔਰਤ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਔਰਤ ਮਰਦ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਐਸਾ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਖਿਆਲ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਘਰ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਔਲਾਦ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਨੇਕ ਹੋਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਜਾਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਔਲਾਦ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ 3 ਜਾਂ 4 ਸਾਲ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਮਰਦ ਨੂੰ ਛੁੱਟੀ ਕਰ ਦੇਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਬੱਚਾ ਪੇਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ ਔਰਤ ਮਰਦ ਦੁਨੀਆਦਾਰੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਦੁੱਧ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਗਊਆਂ ਜਦ ਨਵੇਂ ਦੁੱਧ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੁੱਧ ਖਾਰਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਔਰਤ ਦਾ ਦੁੱਧ ਵੀ ਖਾਰਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਠਹਿਰ ਜਾਵੇ ਪੇਟ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹ ਅਗਰ ਲੜਕੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਬਦਮਾਸ਼ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਅਗਰ ਲੜਕਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਬਦਚਲਣ ਹੋਏਗਾ
Masters tell us that if you want to have the children, you need to go to the woman or the man. You need to do only for once, and that is few days after the periods are over. And you don't need to go and enjoy always for getting the children. If the woman is pregnant, after that, once she gets pregnant, the man should not go and indulge with her at least for 3 or 4 years. Because if you have a baby and after that, within this time, 3 or 4 years, if you go and enjoy again, and if during that time the woman conceives the child again, that child, the soul of that child will not be a good one. If he will be a boy, then also he will be a bad man, a bad boy. And if the girl is conceived, then also the girl will also not be a good one. So that is why they recommend that not to indulge once the woman has become pregnant or once she has given birth to a child, at least for 3 or 4 years, the man should not indulge with her.
ਪਸ਼ੂ ਔਰ ਪੰਛੀ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਅਨੁਸ਼ਾਸਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਗਬੜਾਂ ਹੋ ਜਾਣ, ਨਾ ਪਸ਼ੂ ਨੇੜੇ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਪੰਛੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਨਸਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਹੀ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ, ਕੀ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ।
ਈਵਨ ਦ ਬਰਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਐਨੀਮਲਸ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਡਿਸਿਪਲਿਨ, ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਇੰਜੋਏ ਵਿਦ ਦੇਅਰ ਮੇਟਸ ਵਾਂਸ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਦ ਅਦਰ ਵਨ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬਿਕਮ ਪ੍ਰੈਗਨੈਂਟ, ਬਟ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਦ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਮੈਨ, ਹਾਊ ਮਚ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ।
ਵੀ ਕੰਕਲੂਡ ਆਰ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨਸ ਭਜਨ ਸਚਿਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਹਰਬਾਨਾ। This is on page 170. O true benefactor, dye my garment in the saffron color, the name of the Lord. O dear one, if you want to dye your body, dye it in the saffron color of Nam. If the Lord dyes you in this color, such a color cannot be seen anywhere else. O dear one, the beloved is with those who have dyed their garments. Nanak prays for the dust of such souls. Sachya Guru Mehrabana, page 170. Sachya Guru Mehrabana, Mera Ranga De Majiti Chola. Sachya Guru Mehrabana, Mera Ranga De Majiti Chola. Kaya rangana jeti piare, kaya rangana jeti piare, pae nao manjita, mera ranga de majiti chola. Sachya guru merbana, mera ranga de majiti chola. Sachya Guru Mehrbana, Mera Ranga De Majiti Chola. Ranganavala Je Range Saib, Ranganavala Je Range Saib, Esa Ranganadita, Mera Ranga De Majiti Chola. Sachya Guru Mehrbana, Mera Ranga De Majiti Chola. Sachya Guru Mehrbana, Mera Ranga De Majiti Chola. Chole Jinake Ratare Piare, Chole Jinake Ratare Piare. Kanta tina ke pasa, mera ranga de majiti chola. Sachya guru mehrbana, mera ranga de majiti chola. Sachya guru mehrbana, mera ranga de majiti chola. Durdatina ki jay mile, Durdatina ki jay mile, Kaho nanaka ki ardadasa, Mera ranga de majiti chola. Sachya guru mehrbana, Mera ranga de majiti chola. Sachya guru mehrbana, mera ranga de majiti chola. O true benefactor, dye my garment in the saffron color, the name of the Lord. May God bless us all.